You know, some of them are green and they pop around in the grass.
I can't think of them, what they call, but I know them.
Do you have your grass?
Huh?
Grasshopper?
Yes, that's it, grasshopper.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear those called hopper grass?
Yeah, they call them hopper grass, though.
Who calls them hopper grass?
A lot of people call them grasshoppers. That's what they call them. That's what we call them.
Uh-huh. What about hopper grass?
Well, I never remember hearing nobody call them that.
Mm-hmm. And, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the corner, in the ceiling, you might find a...
litter and trash up there. Plenty of litter and trash.
Or something that a spider built.
Spider webs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You find them up there, too. They build their spider webs. An old spider get up there and build a web and then fill it full of old, first one thing and another.
Uh-huh.
You have to clean things down. You're not supposed to let them get up there. I mean, clean them down before they have time to build them up.
What about something the spider builds outside? You call that spider web, too?
Yeah. They build spider webs on the outside and in all kind of old junk places, you know. That they do that.
And going back to the vegetables for a minute, say if you wanted to get beans out of the pod by hand, you'd say you had to...
take up the beans, you mean?
Yeah, or say the kind of beans that you've got to take them out of the pod, so you say you have to...
Yeah, have to tap a big spoon, you know. And
No, I'm talking about before you, when you've got the beans and you say you have to...
Snap them and fix them to cook.
Uh-huh. Would you say hull them or shell them? Or?
Well, you shell peas and beans, you snap beans, string beans.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be snapped.
Mm-hmm.
And the peas will be shelled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there'd be some snaps in there, but the tender ones are good. If you break them up in little pieces and cook them with the shell peas. And they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
This it's called snaps, pea snaps, that you cook, but you cook them all together with the shelled out pieces. You shell them out, there'll be, some of them will shell and then some of them won't shell. And if they're tender ones, you break them up in little short pieces and they're real good. I like them that way better than I do just take shells.
Mm-hmm.
I like them little green snaps with them.
Uh-huh. And, the kinds of insects that will sting you.
Yeah, ants will sting you. Fleas will bite you.
What about something that builds a nest?
Birds.
Or that stings you?
What?
An insect that builds a nest and stings.
Yeah, they kind of all build nests, I think, too. The old bugs all do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, bees will sting you.
Bees,
what else?
Yeah. These honeybees, they'll really sting you.
Uh-huh. What else?
And then these other old sting, there's some old flying bugs around. We used to have them. I don't think I've seen none in a good while, but they'd sting you.
What are some of those flying?
Flying
bugs.
Well, there's several different kinds. I don't know whether I'd know if they had their right name or not.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one that builds a nest like this.
Yeah.
It's really mean.
Uh-huh. Build a big nest there.
Uh-huh. See, of course.
Well, they build it out of straw. It's easier the birds do.
No, I'm not talking about birds. I'm talking about insects.
The insect. Well, they nest in, always make them a nest in something or another.
Uh-huh.
You know. But I don't know whether